Neil Scott and Travel.
Now, an extraordinary conference on climate change has been held in Cambridge, which brought together some of the leading scientists, policymakers and planners. Some of those scientists from the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia were there with the data which they say proves global warming is underway and is due to carbon dioxide. Professor Andrew Watson's a global expert on CO2 at the UEA. He says scientists have to take their case into the wider world.
We are engaged in a debate between people who think they understand the science and people who think often that the scientists are simply not being honest. Because this climate science is really, it's got policy ramifications, the politics starts to get involved, and the political debate is completely different from scientific debate. It becomes very difficult to do science in that politically charged atmosphere, and ideologies start to come in and they change what people say.
Professor Ian Plimer from the University of Adelaide disagrees. He's written a book about what he calls the missing science, but why does he think geologists like him know anything about climate?
We look at the past environments over the last 4,500 million years. It is in fact the geologists who have been the original climate scientists. We've had six periods of time in the past where we've had much higher CO2, yet we've started ice ages. So there's no relationship between having high CO2 tipping us into runaway warming. And that's the evidence that is written in the rocks. The modellers look at their long time periods, which might be 30 years or 50 years or 100 years. Well, that's a blink of the eye.
Well, the conference was organised and paid for by Professor Alan Howard, who's a scientist and businessman.
I thought it was very important at this particular time because there's so much controversy, and it's very important in science that people get together to discuss it and in fact decide what decisions should be made in the future.
But your background isn't in climate science, is it?
Not at all. I'm a biochemist, and I'm most well known for inventing the Cambridge diet. But, you know, as a scientist, of course, I can look at a graph the same as anybody else, and I can see whether the climate is going up or it's going down. And at the moment, during the last 10 to 12 years, there's been no increase in global temperature. So what is all the fuss about? Why are we worrying about going up to 3 degrees or 6 degrees in 50 or 100 years?
What struck me is that you got people from both sides, from all sides of this debate,
yeah,
to stay in the one theatre to, you know, talk to each other, and often you don't see that. Why should that be? It seems to be a particularly vitriolic debate.
Yes, and I think that the reason is because the people who believe in anthropogenic and global warming caused by carbon dioxide, it's become a religion, you know. And, you know, science and religion are completely different aspects of life. And I think that really it's very important now that we make an assessment of the situation, because lots of the economy of the country, both in Scotland and, of course, in the UK, in the rest of the UK, of course, depends on these facts.
That's